1400 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated at some colleges and universities. Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, where police appeared to use tear gas to break up the demonstration. Meanwhile, at Columbia University in New York City, demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a campus building. Israel and Hamas continue negotiations on a ceasefire that would free hostages, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a deal. Four law enforcement officers were killed. Members of a U.S. Marshals Service task force are trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings, three members of the task force, and a Charlotte police officer were killed. This is ABC News. For the first time in a while, gas prices are in reverse, says ABC's Alex Stone at the pump.
Gas prices are coming down finally, not by much, but it's a little bit of relief, the first in weeks, and there could be more to come. The Energy Department reports in the past week the average price of regular unleaded came down a cent and a half to $3.65 a gallon. Analysts say it appears we've hit the seasonal peak of gas prices, a shot up with worries in the Middle East, switches to summer blends of gas, more driving and refinery outages. Now they're stabilizing. The one wild card would be if there are any large hurricanes in the Gulf this summer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It's back to work today for King Charles. He's resuming his public duties for the first time since announcing his cancer diagnosis, his first official visit, a cancer treatment center. And searchers still looking for a wayward zebra in Washington state. Four got loose and the back of a trailer popped open. Three were caught. That happened over the weekend. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Hundreds of students are encamped at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. A group called Students for Justice in Palestine organized the event. It finds its protest against, quote, ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and against student repression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to the war as well as for UW-Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Giannis and Dame are doubtful. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It comes down to tonight's Game 5 in order for the Bucks season to continue. The Pacers lead the best-of-seven playoff series 3-1. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, both listed as doubtful due to injury. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Chris, I do know that he's going to be okay. He felt pretty good after the game again. Pat, we're going to have to get something checked. I think it's his ribs or something, so we're not sure.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rays on a controversial interference call at the plate in the ninth inning. Tampa Bay walks away 1-0 at AmFam Field. NFL, the Packers drafted rookies coming to Green Bay for a minicamp this weekend.
Well, I think it's going to be a very competitive situation. You know, it doesn't matter necessarily whether you're a second-round pick or you're a UDFA. I mean, our job is to find the best players to go out there and compete at a high level, and everybody's going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon. We'll get to 65 for a high today. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A chance of an isolated thundershower after midnight. Our low down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 71 with more showers. Tomorrow night, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Earl Ingram.
Tuesday morning, join Sandy Williams and I as we take a look back to the presidency of Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. We are joined by two very, very, very special guests.
Especially one.
Wow. Carrie.
We've had so many guests.
From the DeYoung Family Zoo. Nobody puts Carrie in the corner. Let me just say that, okay? Nobody puts Carrie in the corner.
Come out punching.
With the DeYoung Family Zoo, and she has got the most, and I'm going to, this may be the only time I've ever used this word, the most precious little thing in our generation, a baby kangaroo named Peanut. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for making the trip down from Wallace, Michigan, which is not a bad drive. You said you made it like around an hour?
Yeah, it's just about an hour.
Outstanding.
And she brought Peanut, who is how old?
So Peanut is an eight-month-old kangaroo Joey. So baby kangaroos are called Joeys.
Yes.
And she is hanging out in her little pouch here because she's a marsupial. She's an orphaned kangaroo, so she is being hand-reared by me. She gets a bottle twice a day, and this little pouch here simulates her mama's pouch.
So, I was going to ask about the pouch thing, and that's why she sleeps in there, lives in there?
Yep. At 8 months old, she's able to jump in and out of the pouch on her own, just like she would jump in and out of her mom's pouch. So she's technically in that toddler stage right now.
All right. So, Joey, how big will Joey get? Because what is that, like? 12 pounds?
Yep, she's right around that. So when she's born, they're the size of a peanut. So that's where she got her name. And they are pink. They're hairless. They're these tiny little pink blobs. And they are a marsupial, but they're not born in the pouch. And so mama has these big claws because they're foragers.
I was going to say that. Wow, those are big claws for something so little.
So she can't grab her baby when it's born. So she lays very still and she licks the saliva trail up to the pouch. And that little blobby baby has to crawl for its life the day that it's born, find the opening of the pouch and get in, and then it grows and nurses and develops inside the pouch.
And how big will Peanut get at 8 months old
today? So she's 8 months old today, but she's going to get around 80 pounds fully grown.
Wow.
And kangaroos can stretch and make themselves look big and tall. They can go on point like a ballerina on their big toe. So when she's fully grown, she'll stretch up to 5 feet tall.
Wow. How many of them do you have? How many full-grown ones?
So we have a mob of kangaroos. So
okay,
a group of kangaroos is called a mob.
Oh, that'd be like a good trivia question type thing. I've never heard that one before.
Kangaroo that they box, the mob. You know, that's cool. I like it.
So the thing about the kangaroos boxing is they're pretty much the white-tailed deer of Australia. They eat the same diet. They get into people's gardens. They have incidences with cars.
First thing I told Jim when we were out there, I said, oh, my God, it looks like a baby deer when I just saw his head sticking out.
Yeah, so they're kind of like a deer there. And the males go through a rut. So our bucks bang their horns. Yeah, so they smash horns. Male kangaroos box and spar with each other that way.
They really and truly do. I thought that was like a Hollywood thing.
You know, when they'll go
through
a rut.
They really box.
They stand up and they act like, hey, I work out. They do the muscle thing.
Yeah.
And they will box with each other where deer will smash their horns together.
It's all for mating.
Yeah, they go through a rut. They will try to win the females, and protect their mob of kangaroos.
Oh, that's awesome.
Take a fall.
I'm not going to take a fall for you, honey. Going down in a second.
All the other kangaroos betting on them, the big stack of cash.
Oh, that's fantastic, Carrie. How many do you have up there, did you say, in your mob?
So we have 8 kangaroos in our mob.
Okay.
Oh, phenomenal. And does it can people get... Good ones to look at that.
Jim outside looking at kangaroo. Isn't that cool? Isn't that the coolest thing?
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have seen a baby kangaroo,
12-pound
kangaroo before?
Yeah.
Now, wow.
That baby kangaroo, does it bite? Is it friendly? Or how does... Okay.
So they're not carnivorous. They eat vegetables. And
I see
so
that he's munching on a head of romaine lettuce. Yes.
Yeah. They also eat sweet potatoes. So like a deer, they eat leafy greens when available. They'll dig in the ground for rooty vegetables. So they like carrots and yams. They dig in the ground for minerals. And kangaroos will work together. If there's a drought, they smell for a water vein in the ground. Wherever the smell is the strongest means the water's the closest to the surface. And they'll work together to dig up an access point.
Nice. Teamwork.
That's cool. So he's an orphan, so would one of the other ones like adopt him then? Or how does that work?
Because not a lactating female that can feed her, you can't just put her in any female's pouch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how long before, you know, you put her in the pan, in the cage or whatever, instead of, you know, taking care of her like this?
So she
or him. Or is it him or her?
Her.
Okay.
Yep. So they age out of the pouch around a year old.
Okay.
Sometimes they're like those teenagers that never want to move out and they keep trying to get back into the pouch.
Absolutely.
Start
and they don't
rent.
Fit. And that's sometimes how we get an orphan, because she already has another Joey that's growing and developing in her pouch.
Okay.
When this one is getting ready to age out. And so sometimes they'll root that other baby out of the pouch.
Okay.
And if mom doesn't pick it up and get it back in her pouch and we find it, then we have to hand
raise
it.
Wow.
One Joey per pouch?
No. So kangaroos are very prolific. So they will have a Joey that's this age that's getting ready to age out of the pouch, and she'll give birth to another one. It will crawl up and go onto the other side of the pouch. She has 2 nipples in the pouch, and her body will produce 2 different types of breast milk depending on the developmental stage of each Joey.
That's
Mother Nature is crazy. It's so far advanced of what any human being could come up with.
I mean, really, it's amazing how that all works. And
this is almost like watching Captain Kangaroo as a kid. And Jim's Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I love it, though.
So tell me about the zoo, what you all have going on. I mean, she's got to be one of the feature pets or animals, whatever you... Right.
So if you come out to the zoo, we're a very hands-on education-based facility.
Absolutely.
We're a natural facility, so we have no concrete anywhere. Our animals have large natural habitats with real trees, real rocks, real ponds.
Nice.
We have programs that go on throughout the day. So you can do a walkthrough like a general zoo, or you can just hang out with Bud and I all day and follow us around. We feed the animals. We do talks about the animals. We actually do hands-on encounters where you get to help feed and interact with the animals. You'll get to come and hold the baby kangaroo during one of our animal encounter programs.
Wow.
This year, we also have a baby badger that everyone will get to meet. So you can come out and actually get hands-on and meet a badger. We'll have...
Aren't those little aggressive badgers? I mean, they're the badger because they...
So they are
dug through the mines, right?
They got a poker face.
You're thinking of honey badgers. Honey badger. Disney, maybe? Isn't that the crazy one?
Well, North American badgers will act tough, too.
Yeah.
They're just, they have a poker face. So they're really good at intimidation, but they're really just doing it to get you to back down.
Oh.
So have you ever seen a fisher?
Yes.
A fisher cat? I saw my first one in my entire life up in the UP last November at my brother's deer hunting camp. And I've never seen anything that looked so mean for being so small. And there was a badger den not far from it. Who would win between a badger and a fisher?
So the fisher's not going to really mess with the badger.
Okay.
But they're both mustelids, so they're in the same family order.
Okay.
So
they both
have
kind
like
of
cousins.
Short, stocky legs and mean looking.
Fishers will spend more time up in the trees and more by a water area.
Could a fisher hurt a human?
Most animals will avoid people
sure.
at all costs,
right?
You know, but they have some impressive claws.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If they were a little bit bigger, there'd be something to be concerned with in the woods, don't you think?
Well, they're kind of like the in between a badger and a wolverine.
Yeah.
They're all in the same family order.
Okay.
So you can kind of see that it's like the wolverine, the fisher, and the badger size wise, but they all have that personality.
Did you say you have a wolverine?
We do.
I've never seen a live wolverine.
Well, we got to get up
I
there.
Didn't know there you was know? Such a thing. I thought they were all extinct.
So, Carrie, we're with Carrie Kramer. Now, this the Young Family Zoo, you said it's an hour away from here in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 minutes north of Menominee?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that's really nice the way how interactive you are with families that come. They follow you around to feed the animals, and it's really a hands-on zoo, right? Is that safe
yes.
to say?
Our goal is education through hands-on encounters. So we want people to be able to get up close and personal, and that's the way you can put a lasting effect on people to really fall in love with animals. They get to see, smell, touch, and
right.
feed, and they get to see us do what we do with our animals. They're our family. So we spend all day, every day. We live right at the zoo, and we are the only place up in the Midwest that you can come play live action Hungry Hungry Hippo and actually get to hand feed Wallace the hippopotamus.
Yeah, my favorite, he's unbelievable. But one of my favorite things too is when Dom was real little, not to keep talking about that, but when you have seen with other kids and you'll take them into some of those cages and you know, the parents, oh no, you're like, nope, come on. And she takes these kids into these cages where you'd be, and I'll tell you what, those animals are so, they're like your pets. It's incredible.
The white-tailed deer is one of our most popular encounters. We bring everyone into the habitat, and the deer come up, and you get to hand-feed them.
Wow.
They are so comfortable and relaxed around people that last year, one of our does actually gave birth in the encounter while people were sitting there watching her.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Do you still have the grizzly bears?
We do.
Oh, my gosh.
They're 24 years old
this
year.
How big is Zeus?
Zeus is over 900 pounds.
Dom fed him with a little baby bottle when he was 4 years old.
24 years old he is now.
Unbelievable. Wow. I'll tell you what. When you see a grizzly bear up close, and as close you can get this far away from a grizzly bear,
I'll pass.
You say to yourself, I'm never going camping in Alaska. Because right? that is something that is the king of the woods, isn't it?
It's the paws. Yeah, they have the big paws. And the big
unbelievable.
Claws.
You must get a lot of school trips now, right? The end of the school year, do they come in?
It's slowed down since COVID, but we are looking forward to having the schools come back out, and we do give a discount rate for all schools. We also have discount rates for different groups. Veterans are always free with military
ID. Which
is
awesome.
That's great.
We look forward to everybody coming out and visiting the animals. Look forward
I can't
to
say enough
coming.
About it. I can't say no. Are you still looking for volunteers and things like that?
Yeah, we always take volunteers. We do a lot of interns for students that are looking to go into the animal industry.
Right. Oh, great.
So you can contact us through our Facebook page.
And
if
again,
you're looking for
it
that
is all hands on.
Yes.
That's the cool part.
Yeah.
That's the really cool part.
All right, give the mic to Peanut. Let's see what she's got to say. No, I'm just kidding. What a cute, you know.
Unbelievable.
Right?
I put a thing on my Facebook. Todd's doing something for ours. Right, Todd?
All right.
Yep. Okay. Very cool.
I text my daughters in New York. I'm like,
I know.
Tap
I'm trying to get hold of
this.
My granddaughters. I want them to see this right now.
Oh, do you want to see her little pouch? So she is a marsupial, guys. So here's where her babies will go.
Oh my goodness gracious!
So my daughter texts. She's watching this thing in New York, and she's like, she just thinks such a funny photo. Curious how speechless kangaroo is guest on the radio show. But you got your mom here. You got Carrie here.
I know you love the hyenas. Like I mentioned that before, which scare the whatever out of me.
they're one of my favorite animals. I do love the misunderstood animals.
Yeah.
Hyenas are, they're not scavengers. They're highly intelligent. They have the same intelligence as great apes. So if you're going to put me in any corner, put me in the hyena cage.
That's amazing how he grabs it with his hand.
Right.
Like a person, grabbing a piece of lettuce and just eating it out of his hand. That's so cool. When you say marsupial, what exactly does that mean?
So those are the animals that have the pouch, that they carry their babies in the pouch. So we only have one marsupial here in the United States, and it is the possum.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
This is good stuff. Carrie, can you stick around?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk to you a little bit
folks,
more about
folks, we'll be back with more.
The zoo.
Carrie Kramer, DeYoung Family Zoo, and Peanut, her 12-week-old?
8 months.
Eight months. 12-pound.
12-pound.
12-pound baby kangaroo.
That's right.
Back after this.
It's sick.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit revamphrt.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I don't get the music.
What is this? I don't either.
What is it? Is this zoo music?
It's the theme from Captain Kangaroo, Jim.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I should know that Bob Keeshan.
I like that. Very good.
He was great. Did you? You're too young.
No, Bob, I know Captain Kangaroo.
Okay, yeah. I saw him. He used to come to the circus parade in Milwaukee.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He was great. And we want to talk about you and the Young Family Zoo, but when they had the singing, the guys that came down the clock, that was Schmidt Brothers music.
Really?
Yeah. My mom wrote him a letter. He wrote a letter back in purple.
So Captain Kangaroo used your family's music?
My dad's music. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, it is. That's how I know him.
Carrie, how did you get so involved with animals?
I was just born an animal passionate person.
And that happens.
Yep. I ended up going to be a teacher and then ended up going back to the animals, which was always my true destiny.
Passion.
And now I get to teach about animals. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So the families come, every age?
Yes. So everyone has fun when they come to our zoo because it's so interactive. And you get the chance to get up close. You get to pet, feed, and interact with the animals. You learn a lot about the animals while you're there. And it's for all ages.
You must get people that want to adopt. Like, I would adopt Peanut, but you don't allow
we
that.
Do sponsors for
sponsors.
The animals. Yep, so you can sponsor an animal at the zoo, and that's a donation, and that helps to take care of them.
Right. What you talked about an expansion project. Not expansion, but you want to redo. Tell us about that. I'd like to help you. This is great.
So we had the recent winter storm, and our area, we had a lot of storm damage. We were actually out of power at the zoo for over 100 hours.
Wow.
And I have an amazing crew. We have an amazing family. So we had 7 generators running.
I was going to say, I bet you need a lot of
the animals didn't know anything happened.
Those alligators wouldn't do well with it.
No,
so, yeah.
Man.
So we did a great job getting through the storm, but unfortunately a lot of our habitats did not, because we are such a natural enclosure facility. We lost a lot of our big, beautiful trees. They came down on some of our fences. So we've had to move animals out into secondary habitats. So we're doing fundraising to kind of a storm relief fundraiser to help us bring those habitats back.
How much would it cost to adopt or sponsor Peanut?
So it's $50 a month to sponsor an animal. Yep. And you'll get a certificate. You get a picture of Peanut and you get a little stuffed animal.
That's phenomenal.
That's very cool. Very cool.
All wow. Right. Do you, when people come up there and they say, you know, with zoos these days, sometimes there's a bad connotation almost, and everybody in the zoo business deals with that. Do people realize this isn't a job? This is your entire life. I mean, you've devoted your life to taking care of animals. There are no animals in the United States that are, I will bet my life on this, that are better taken care of with more sincere because of your love for the animals. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? It's not just the zoo. Hey, pay your money. Come on in here. This is just a passion thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, thank you, because that's a big deal to us.
I've been seeing it for 20 years. I've seen it up close and personal.
The best compliment we get from people is that our animals are happy.
Yep.
And that they can tell that they are our family.
Because
we spend every day, all day with them, and we treat them just like you would treat any of your animals that you have at home with
you. Yeah, you can tell Peanut's very, very comfortable
with
you.
Absolutely. He doesn't want to go anyplace.
We had a text come in. So the marsupial, the opossum.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, a possum has a pouch? I've seen where babies will be hanging underneath, but they have a pouch. I just learned something.
Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of babies that can fit into a tablespoon, right? When they're born, they're very small too, and 2 rows of teeth. We used to have possums in our backyard. That's how I know a little bit about those things. We used to trap them. Not kill them, trap them to bring them to school to show everybody. We did that when I was in grade school. So
yes.
But that's the only North American animal that has a pouch?
It's the only marsupial.
Yes. The only marsupial.
Yes.
Okay,
and so,
there you go.
And they have also have a prehensile tail, the possum.
Yes.
And so they can grab things and hang on with their tail. And so we do wildlife rehab for the state of Michigan, so we get a lot of baby possums in that we'll rehab.
Do people bring you anything other like that? Like,
do you get them? Do they stop drinking?
Yeah.
Or what do you mean when you get rehab?
So, we
was
do...
that a dad joke? Like, wow. You can't even believe?
I'm so sorry.
Really? Just... In front of company gym?
Wow. Sorry.
So we do wildlife rehab for the state of Michigan, similar to the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. And we do work with them because we are close to the state line for Wisconsin. And so we rehab orphan and injured native species, and then they get released back to the wild.
They do a great job at Bay Beach.
Yes, we're big fans.
Yeah, so was I. Yeah,
the wolves that live there actually came from our zoo. We donated them to them.
Really?
Facility.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. All right, I got a picture of me when you first donated them because I was holding them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that now, but that was a while
they're
ago.
They're big and beautiful now. Yeah.
They're fine, Doug.
But they have no, a beautiful
really.
Habitat Jim, there.
They
Jim,
do.
What? Jim, they're docile.
Go in the cage, Jim.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Let me just lock this behind you.
So is there anything you're looking to get? Like, is there an animal that you like, oh, we'd like to get that? Like, everybody wants the, what are those things from China?
Pandas?
Yeah.
China owns all the pandas, and you have to rent a panda from China, and it costs around $1 million a year to rent a panda.
Really? Because I think San Diego, somebody just picked up a panda. I read that.
Yeah, they went to the store and picked one up.
No. I mean, they must have cut that deal with China.
Yeah,
wow.
Yep. Yep, and so, which is a great thing. This is one of the reasons why the panda is thriving, because they do a great conservation effort for them. And a lot of zoos specialize in different animals. We do specialize in large carnivores. It's just something that we do well with, and so we have a lot of those types of animals.
Like, what would that be, a large carnivore?
So large carnivores are big cats. So we have three subspecies of tigers. So we have the Bengal, we have the Amur, which is also known as the Siberian, and then we have the Indochina. Chinese. We have snow leopards. It would also be the wolves, the hyenas, the big meat eaters.
So is that a white tiger or is that the?
So the white tiger is actually a Bengal tiger. So it's a recessive genetic in the Bengal family. The snow tiger that everyone thinks is the white tiger
right.
is actually an orange cat. They are the largest cat in the world. They can reach 800 to 1,000 pounds, but their coat is actually orange.
And they're from where? Like Siberia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Amur tiger.
Is that what Siegfried and Roy had?
They had a lot of Bengal tigers.
Bengal tigers. Yeah.
What do you think about the mountain lion reports in the UP?
I think that they've always been there.
I do, too.
I just think that people are...
They're trail cams now.
Trail cams
them.
Are now catching them, yeah. And they're
totally
more
agree.
Into their area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they just pass through pretty much, right? It seems like they're not... It seems like they're the young males that got kicked out where it's like, you know...
So we had one a few years ago that was spotted in right by the zoo.
Oh,
he
wow.
was collared, and about 60-some days later, he was hit by a car in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So they do travel.
I guess.
We have a local bear in the UP that travels all the way down into Wisconsin every year on the same path and comes right back up.
Wow.
So they
You got so many bear up there, don't you?
Yeah, it's
I mean, I saw
quest.
I read that study. Was it by Mississippi State University or somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Came up and did about deer populations being down around, and their bears are thriving so big. That's like their main thing is trying to find the fawns, right? The bear?
So, yeah, we've done a few different studies with the University of Mississippi at our zoo because mm-hmm. we have natural habitats and we're able to handle our animals. Mm-hmm. And they did find when they collared the fawns that the bears are the number one predation for fawns and then eagles.
Everybody blames the wolves, but it's actually
it's
the bears.
It's not the wolves.
Wow. That's... And the eagles, too, they're breaking the law.
Well, they're above the law.
Carrie Kramer, you are awesome.
This is great.
What you and Bud do up there at the Young Family Zoo is extraordinary. And I've been following you guys for 25 years.
Yeah.
Come on out and visit.
We're going to.
I can't wait.
We open this weekend.
I can't wait to bring my granddaughters up there. And
quickly, about you're opening this weekend, hours?
Yep. So for the month of May, we're open on Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 4. Mother's Day, come on out. Moms are free for Mother's Day. And then in the summertime, we're open every day but Tuesday.
Do you want people to bring stuff to feed them, like marshmallows, or would you rather not?
No, we have a special diet for them,
okay.
And you can get some of that when you come to
Do
the
zoo. Do you
still
have that crazy monkey that used to drive the car?
Yes.
Okay. He's awesome. Okay. Carrie, thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thanks for driving down here.
We're going to be talking to you a lot this summer. Carrie Kramer. When we come back, Tom Fell, Paradise North Distillery, Small Business Spotlight. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The butterflies are likely beginning for our six Alice in Dairyland finalists as they prepare to head to Door County. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And we'll introduce you to another one of our finalists next.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compeer Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compeer.com to get started today. Compeer Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Michaela Kitten is from Big Bend, Wisconsin, and she's excited about the possibilities of being Wisconsin's next agriculture ambassador. She said she knew it the first time she met Alice in Dairyland.
I was the 2019 Waukesha County Fair, so the fair. That was the first time I met Alice in person and got to spend some time with her, and it really just launched my love for educating people about agriculture. Waukesha County is very urban, and so our county fair is very much people that have never seen cows before, never really understood where milk comes from, where their food comes from, so I got to spend that time really educating them about that, and then Alice just seemed like the perfect next step to take that to the next level, from a county level to a state level.
Michaela King from Big Bend, one of the six finalists that will be heading towards Door County on Friday to continue the interview phase of the process. Saturday evening, the finale and announcement of our next Alice in Dairyland. That'll be in Sturgeon Bay.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And in honor of Arbor Day last Friday, McCain Foods decided to do a little planting of their own. McCain Foods is the world's largest producer of frozen potatoes, and they put their shoulder into it, planting 18,000 trees across Wisconsin, including the local Plover community. Some of the trees are also planted in the Douglas County Forest. The employees got involved. Plenty of growers were also involved in the project, and a few local elementary school kids got involved, too. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. Don't forget, anytime you need it, go to MidwestFarmReport.com, Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, or our new Midwest Farm Report Facebook page as well. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon. We'll get to 65 for a high today. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A chance of an isolated thundershower after midnight. Our low down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 71 with more showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590.
Behind every door in there.
Mr.
this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, we're back. We are shifting gears here from a peanut to some alcohol. Yes, John.
No!
Yes, absolutely,
God, no.
Yes.
No.
Headset on at your desk.
I was seeing if Carrie had left, so I want to read her a text that we got about her zoo and everything.
That's so, Tom, we get fined $10 if we are not at our desk with our headsets on when the music starts. And John was talking to you and texting and wasn't paying attention. And this happens all the time. I just want you to know why he rang the cash register. It's nothing new. We're getting very wealthy off John. Hey, Tom Feld is here from Paradise North Distillery. And it was a lot in the paper when you got going. This is a family business. And you make high-end alcohol. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we do. So we started in 2021, so March of 21, started doing this. Just over 3 years now. We're distillers. People sometimes confuse us with breweries. But, we make distilled spirits is what I reference it or how I reference it. But whiskey, rum, vodka, gin, we've started doing brandy now. Although that won't be out for another year yet, but what we do.
And your packaging is like,
it's beautiful. This is, even Todd, who's big into this kind of stuff, he's like, wow, those labels and the bottling is fantastic.
Yeah, and Green Bay, Wisconsin. So where do you get, so I'm holding this bottle of bourbon whiskey. Where do you get the raw materials from?
So our thing is to always source locally. Now, locally is relative. So in the case of whiskey, where we're buying grains, all our grains we get, they're all grown within 30 miles of Green Bay.
Really?
So when we're buying corn, our corn we source, several farms, but Southern Door County is where the corn is coming from. The rye we get right from the farmer. He's up in Abrams. But even like rum. So rum is a sugarcane product. So molasses is our raw material. And obviously they aren't growing much sugarcane in Northeast Wisconsin, but that we source in Louisiana. And it's literally the closest sugarcane grown to Green Bay. But we source right from the farm. So I always say I call it local. If they ever start growing sugarcane up here, we'll buy it
from
there. Yeah.
What about the vodka?
Vodka. So the vodka is the one thing that we do not distill, grain to glass, at the distillery. So that we get in, it's partially completed. We still have to do some work with it, but the actual distillation takes place elsewhere. But again, it's Midwest grain.
Isn't it potatoes?
No, vodka can be made from anything. Vodka is defined by the process. So what makes it vodka is it has to come off the still at no less than 190 proof. So you can use grain, you can use sugar, you can use potatoes. Actually, potato vodka has become very rare because potatoes are really hard to work with.
190 proof.
Yeah, so it's vodka is all about purity. So it's really, it's
like the purest alcohol that there
is,
isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
It's Johnny's favorite. Okay,
I'm reading this. I love your packaging.
Me too.
You've got some UP ties, and one here is Bourbon Whiskey Paradise North Distillery Old M28 Bourbon Whiskey. M28 is an infamous road in the UP.
Yeah,
how did you come up with that?
So the whole the naming of the distillery, naming of our products. So Paradise North is a you mentioned it's a family distillery, and we're trying to figure out what to call our distillery. Paradise North is a reference that my family had to our home here in Green Bay. So we'd vacation other places like in Florida for a number of years when our kids were in college and they were on spring break. And Paradise North, so that was our Paradise South at the time. Paradise North is our home. So then all of our products then are branded off of some of our favorite places. So the rums are all Beach Road, which is a reference to where we stayed in Florida. The whiskeys are UP references. So Old M28 is where our cabin is located in Michigan. And the other, our other whiskey, the 10 Mile. 10 Mile is the name of the river that borders our property up there. So
I just love that when you can really incorporate the family into it. You know, you look at, there's a story behind the label.
Yeah. I'm going to read this stuff. Like, Old M28 is referenced to one of the many places of paradise. Typical of many up north locations, this road leads to a place where problems are left behind and one can immerse themselves in everything the Northwoods has to offer. Aged in small casks, this small batch handcrafted bourbon shuns the woody harshness that can result from extended micro barreling. This medium-bodied bourbon has notes of vanilla and caramel with a spicy rye kick balanced by sweet, smooth corn. No matter where your property road is, it will lead you to paradise. That's awesome.
Thanks. I think the real line in there is that you can leave the past behind.
Absolutely.
Tap into that.
Yeah, and that's
92
our,
proof.
That's, you know, the model for our distillery, both in terms of the products that we make, but just if for people that come down to the distillery right on the water, it's kind of a hidden spot in Green Bay.
I didn't know you guys existed, yeah. Tom, yeah. To be honest with you. Yeah. I'm not going to be a stranger now.
No.
Yeah. So I picked a bad week to stop drinking.
Airplane. Did you...
Oh, very good.
I did watch that movie.
Ah, he just got a movie reference.
Finally. Wow. I don't watch a movie. I watched three movies in my life, but that one I did watch. Are you open to the public then? Is it a store or is it, can we see the process? Tell us a little bit more about your business.
Absolutely. We're all about the experience. So our business is kind of two parts. Is the manufacturing part where we do the distilling, but then we have the upfront part, which is the retail part where people can come down. We do tours. You can taste the product. Right. You can buy bottles at our location. And then our tasting room also serves cocktails. So,
Wow.
Yeah, so we serve this. Our cocktails, our restriction as a distillery selling is we can only use the product that we make. So you can buy cocktails and it's all made with the very thing that we make there.
Now here's something I've never seen in a store type thing: Cherry Bounce, Essen House Cherry Bounce. And I got to read. I love your descriptions. Who writes your descriptions?
My daughter does.
Oh, okay. No disrespect, but it's got a little bit of hipness to it.
Yeah, my description would be, this is Cherry Bounce.
you have at Christmas.
This would be like something your daughter would write. You know what I mean? Yeah. Very descriptive. Paradise North's Essen House Cherry Bounce starts with fresh Door County grown Montmorency tart cherries. The cherries are then...
Macerated
in a neutral spirit and sugar until the resulting cherry infused spirit is placed in used bourbon barrels for several months of aging. Wow. In the barrel, Essen House Cherry Bounce develops a nice blend of woody vanilla and chocolatey tannins. Poured neat over ice or used in place of vermouth in a Manhattan, this Cherry Bounce is paradise in a bottle. That is great writing.
That is.
That is great, great writing.
So you can use that instead of the vermouth.
Yeah, so we do a...
Because that's so popular here, right? Manhattan, everybody loves Manhattan.
Yeah, we do a Manhattan in our tasting room, and we can't have vermouth because vermouth is a wine, so we're not allowed to serve wine. So that was a substitute, and I actually prefer it over... Because I love Manhattans, but I actually prefer it over vermouth.
Well, it's 7:42 a.m. I would like to try that, but not now. But that Manhattans are so popular, especially, you know, I know what your parents drank, but yeah, that was...
No, mine didn't, but the old Bohemians... The first Christmas I was there, the guy, Grandpa, walks around with a pickle barrel or pickle jar. Hey, Vino, hey, Johnny, you want one of these? I'm like, sure. Yeah. You ever have a Manhattan?
Right.
I go, what are you putting here? It says booze. I go, what else? Booze.
That's it.
And it was like, I actually went outside after about three of them, and I actually had to take snow and rub it on my face. I said, I think my face is on fire.
Right.
When you've never had a Manhattan.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's like a sauna in a bottle, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It really is.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let's pretend we're both in the UP right now.
Yeah.
How would you have pronounced that?
Sauna.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you.
Sauna for the people here.
Exactly,
for
me. But sauna up there. Because you are in, and I say this word with love, you're in Finlander country up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the heart of it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
right.
So tell me, this is family business. You know, it's alcohol. What what was the calling to this?
Well, for me, it was I had owned other businesses and been, you know, my whole career. Accounting finance was my background. I was looking for something. I wanted to get out from behind a desk. So I was looking for something to do hands-on. And the short story was I had looked into it for a while when we were in Florida. Once my kids hit 21, we had visited a distillery down there, and they were like, oh, that was great. We should have one of these in Green Bay. And one of them actually said to me, we're sitting on the beach, and she says, Dad, that would be a good business for you. They didn't know that I had already been a couple of years into looking at doing this. I just hadn't said anything. So it was really that, my wanting to create a hands-on business, something different for Green Bay. Green Bay has never, in its history, never had a legal distillery. And then with family encouragement, that was then just kind of what pushed me over the edge.
That's interesting, because we have, you know, our microbreweries.
Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of brewery
and
history.
I
think that's the main industry. That and cannabis, they're two main industries in the UP right now, aren't they?
Right.
They surely are.
We're working on a plan to get that going. That's going to be a retirement community. Johnny and I are working on that.
Yeah. Let me read this here. Check out the bluegrass and bourbon at Paradise North. Love the music and the bourbon.
Yeah, the last Wednesday of every month, we do bluegrass and bourbon. So we bring in a bluegrass group, and we have a special bourbon for that night. And, yeah, that's hugely
awesome.
Popular.
Oh, so we missed it. It was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's, May 1st. Yep. Okay. Your place, there's not a lot of signage, though, right? I'm trying to think. You're right across from the water treatment plant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. But so you take... What, Quincy, you take a left, right?
Yep.
And then you go into where
if you can find Bay Beach, just go to the end of Bay Beach Road and turn right into the South Bay Marina District. Yeah.
We should just tear that down, because that's such a beautiful view, but it's kind of blocked, right? I mean, you got to go into the driveway, and then it's great what you have back there. You got a restaurant, you got a marina, you got a pool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah. Okay.
Tear down what?
Just that whole... Are you in that building? That building, I think it blocks the view. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but we're in the building.
And then we can tear it down.
Don't tear
it down. Maybe just a piece of it.
That was uncomfortable. Thanks for coming in, Tom.
Tom, I don't want to tear that down.
Sure you'll be coming back.
Johnny, it's just, it's one.
No, but I know what you mean.
I'm saying it's one big wall. If we could just tear down a couple sections, you would look through there and say, oh, my God.
You don't realize.
There's water.
It until you get in there. The view is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
And
that's one of the most beautiful views in Green Bay.
Yeah, and. It's a view of the bay, which you don't. I mean, there aren't places on the bay, right? We have places on the river. And a quick thing we noticed, especially during Packer season when they're playing home games, is the number of people that drive down there just to get their picture taken by the bay, because there aren't many other places to do that.
Who do you hire? Who do you that knows how to distill this? That knows how to do it? I mean, this is science. Science in a lab type of stuff, isn't it?
So
really?
it's right now it's all me and my son-in-law, who just started full-time last August. So it's just the two of us.
You hiring?
Let me tell you, all he wants to do is your sampler.
Yeah,
sampler.
Yeah, so we hire. We don't pay much.
Okay,
I was going to volunteer.
Yeah.
This is so great. But again, it's so neat with you doing the family thing.
Right.
Like you said, who came up with your labels here? Your daughter?
Collectively.
See,
but
I think that's so
my daughters
cool.
are involved.
I mean, I can see you and your daughters doing something like that, where each of you have a certain skill and you bring it all together.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of this they won't let me do. So it's like, I was like, hey, I think this would look nice. And they're like, no, Dad, you're not allowed to have an opinion.
But don't we all learn as we get a little bit older, like they're right? You know, I mean, kids have.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You talk about Bay Beach. I mean, just the design of the Zip and Pippin, that logo. I remember going home, the kids were little, and I put a bunch of designs on the table. I'm like, which one do you guys like? And that's the one. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think we got to listen to people who see things the way they should be seen.
Absolutely. I mean, I learned that long ago in business is, you know, as a business owner, whether it's family or even employees, is, you know, sometimes you just have to get out of their way.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just love your, you know, I love
everything about
the packaging.
This.
I just think the whole thing is so
what you've created.
Cool. You got a new brand? Or what's next? Like, is it always a new product?
Oh, we're going to send it to a break.
Okay, all right.
You can stick around, okay?
Sure.
Yeah. This is fantastic stuff. And we're going to be back with more. Tom Feld, Paradise North Distillery out by Bay Beach. He's our small business spotlight. This is really,
this
really
is
cool.
Awesome.
Be back with more right after this.
But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And you brought me back from being too far.
Tennessee whiskey.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Getting me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
This is, we don't know, Tennessee whiskey, man. We got Paradise North.
Hey, did you ever hear the Justin Timberlake and what's his name combination of this song?
No.
What's his name that does this? Big time. He wins all the awards.
George?
No. Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
They did a great rendition of that, of Tennessee Whiskey.
I'll find it.
Oh, my. It's phenomenal. One thing I wanted to ask before we went to break there, I see little notes on the bottles. Talk about that. I mean, this is a real personalized thing of where this thing came from.
So on the whiskeys, because the proof can change depending on the barrel and the aging process and so forth. So we don't have that printed. We'll handwrite that in.
Wow. Which I think is awesome.
Yeah. And then we'll also on the back record the barrel number that it's coming out of. Again, because being craft, it's different than the really big producers, is that, yeah, there is some variability, over time. So even just for us, if people ask about it, you know, we can go back, look at the barrel, go back into our barrel notes. Okay. What was different about that awesome. Particular barrel?
You know how my dad and grandma used to do it? I check in there with their grandpa. They'd put a little bit in a saucer plate and light it. And by the color of the flame, they would tell where it's at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Without going into a long story here, but that's the idea of proof event. That's where that came from, using gunpowder and lighting it to determine. They weren't measuring alcohol, but just to make sure there was an adequate amount of alcohol in it. And then it was said to proof.
A green blue flame type was the what they were looking for. Yeah.
That's his same grandma that ended up doing time.
No, different one.
Real quick story on the old M28 bottle. Yeah. There's a car on the front. That car is a 1941 Ford Super Deluxe. That there is a one of those cars that is still exists to this day back in our woods up there. And it was a car. The story is, and I don't know if this is true, but who cares? Because it's a good story. That my great uncle, who was at one point indicted by the FBI for stealing cars. That was one of his cars that he stashed up there.
I love that.
That's a phenomenal story.
Hang on to that story. Yeah. That's a good one. Yes.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Can you get that transported down here in Green Bay and put it on display?
I would love it. I mean, it's too far gone at this point in time. Yeah, but
too crunchy.
I mean, if there was any way to get that thing restored, I would love to do that because it is.
I've always wanted to restore old cars. Yeah. Maybe this be my first project.
Think about it. I could tell you where it is.
Got a place I can stay up there? I'll bring a camper.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Bring a camper. You have to bring an old folks home. That's going to take you a long time to do that. Okay. Hey, we love helping small businesses. Have you talked about the NFL draft? We've been talking about that this week because you know, 400,000 or 500,000 people are coming to Green Bay.
Things to highlight.
This is cool. This is Green Bay. This is unique. You're a unique family business. Plus, it's Bay Beach, and I know Bay Beach may open up early. The mayor was talking about
everything now. They're talking about not just sipping pippin.
Oh, so they may open that up. Which, you know, the weather last week was so, but you know, I mean, as long as it's over 40, you can run the rides. It'd be cool if we could do something with you as well.
Yeah, it would be, and we're expanding. So before the end of the year, we're going to open up event space. So another 6,500 square feet. They can do like weddings and large events and things like that. Because we get asked so often about that. So yeah, that's part of what we're doing.
I think you should buy like 200 feet and just cut it down so we can drive down that road. And look, you know what I'm saying?
Through it. I know.
I don't cut up your business. Well, that's not what I meant.
I just want
the view to attract people to drive around.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I wish. There's still
feel bad.
No, but
Jim
still,
always does this to everybody how they can do their business better. Nothing personal.
There's a large part of Green Bay that doesn't know that exists.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a treasure.
We struggled with the marina a little bit because where's that again? It's right behind this wall. Tear down the wall.
You know, I think it's the coolest aspect of those, aside from having your family bone, it's local products.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's so cool.
The fact that you source this stuff within 30, 40 miles, except for Louisiana, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. We want everything to have a story. So even we do a chocolate vodka, and the cocoa product that we use to flavor that, I buy right from the farmer who lives in Puerto Rico, which is also a good reason for me to go to Puerto Rico every year in the winter. So we like to have that connection regardless of where it's from.
Are you getting into honey at all? Because one of our main guys here, Big Wayne, he runs a honey bee farm or whatever you want to call it, beekeeper. And we've had about three different alcohols in here, right, Jim?
Yes.
We're honey-based.
And it's all local, too, obviously.
So coincidentally, we didn't have this for sale in bottles, but we had it at the tasting room. We still have some left. Last week, we just released a honey bourbon. I just put more in barrels. We'll have a larger release in bottles for sale of that towards the end of the year, like November,
even Jack
December.
Daniels came out with one within the last couple of years. That's getting to be like the in thing right now.
So what we do is we send one of our bourbon barrels to a honey producer, and they age their honey in that barrel, and then when they're done, they send it back to us. We did the same thing with maple syrup. Yeah.
Do you get your maple syrup from around here too?
Place up in Iron Mountain actually does that.
Well, that's around here.
That's close enough. So 101 Bay Beach Road, we can come. Do you have hours? And I also want to know where we can get this retail.
Yeah, so we are open Wednesday through Sunday. So Wednesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday, noon to 9.
Nice.
And what was the night they had about the bluegrass?
So the last Wednesday of every month is bluegrass and bourbon. So, and next month we'll be releasing, because before the break you had asked about new product, we've got a vanilla bourbon coming out. So this is a bourbon that was finished in a vanilla cask. We just emptied it yesterday. It's delicious.
This is great stuff. Congratulations.
So again, you're on Bay Beach Road. Can we get this retail?
Yeah.
Is it festival?
Festival doesn't carry our products, but Woodman's does.
Woodman's is
there's
awesome.
Several other locations that carry it. Yep.
I just love your packaging. I love the story, and I bet the quality is great. And we'll try that after we're off the air.
And the number one thing we talk about with Small Business Spotlight, we love to talk to people that you know, give some advice to the people that are getting into a business like this. Sounds like yours is get your family involved.
Well, it's that. I also tell people just don't think too much about it because it's really easy to talk yourself out of doing something. Yeah,
you did spend a couple of years, though. I want to give you some credit for kind of kicking this idea around. It wasn't like
from the idea to inception was probably like 15 years. Yeah.
Well, that's a little too
But another
long.
Thing, that, another thing that's pretty. I don't have that time.
Yeah,
another thing that's pretty cool. Though,
you do. We don't.
You had that business background first, which I think is a saying about you, Jim.
It is. Yeah, you learn a lot from your mistakes. But definitely. I just think this is great what you're doing. And like I said, I just want to say that doing it locally, that creates other jobs besides just the ones at your place, right? Because you're buying your products locally and involving your family and having something unique. And I'm going to help you with a little bit more visibility on your building, though.
Awesome.
Jim will be your promotions director.
You bet.
I love your product.
Tom Feld, Paradise North Distillery, Small Business Spotlight, located on Bay Beach Road with phenomenal packaging.
Yeah.
I mean, these just look delicious because of the packaging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations, this, and I can't wait to stop out at your place.
Right. Awesome.
Fantastic. Right, Tom Hale, this is great. We got Mark Wusenkraft and Mike Johnson, Green Bay Bicycle Collective, coming up next.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow joins us from Up North News at 10:33. In hour number two, we talk about funding our green spaces with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.